And that was the now defunct Maritimes band Great Big Sea, comprised of five fellows, five Irish singer-songwriters, off their 2011 CD, Double X, Heart of Hearts. When I was in Dublin, Ireland, I visited the Book of Kells, which was located at Trinity College. The Book of Kells is an illuminated manuscript of the four Gospels of the Christian New Testament, and it was created approximately around 800 CE. It's an incredible exhibit. This book is considered and regarded to be a masterwork of Western calligraphy and is also said to be the pinnacle of insular illumination. Both the illustrations and the ornamentation within the Book of Kells are known and reputed for their intricacy and also as a showpiece for the altar. Not for daily use, more of a religious ceremonial experience. I'm not sure of the numbers, but there were lineups throughout the day at the Book of Kells. There must have been about 30 of us who went in at a time. I think there were 20 different groups that went in throughout the day. So that would be like 600 people a day. It was phenomenal. It was so incredible. And once you had gone through the exhibit, there was one room where, I'm not sure, I think it was 10 or 20 people at a time were allowed to observe one page at a time of the Book of Kells. One page. A page was turned daily and it was encased within a glass case. The lights were dim and you were not permitted to take photographs because it's thought that photography, and I think particularly the flash, can distress and age the document. Really incredible. Incredible the people that were there. People from all over the world. Many languages were spoken. I saw priests and reverends and ministers with other men of the cloth walking through, discussing, having intellectual conversations about the Book of Kells. And I also saw different priests taking groups of students. One particular group was from Italy. I think they were a university group. It was just phenomenal. I think what was so amazing about Ireland and about the cathedrals and the chapels throughout England is the respect, the continued respect and reverence for religion and religious texts and documents and churches. And I don't see that as much in Canada, not in my experience. And I really loved it. I spent a lot of time in cathedrals and churches when I was overseas. And on that note, I have a great song, a song that is very apropos for this part of the show. I have a song from Lorena McKennitt. This song is off her 1992 CD, The Secret. Here we have The Mummer's Dance. Thank you.
Pacific Cinematheque, a nonprofit film society and center. They show over 500 films annually, featuring new talents, international, experimental shorts, classic, and contemporary. The organization also has a film library, film archives, and an educational program department. Come and feel the essential cinema experience. The cinema is located at 1131 Howe Street near Davie. Visit their website at cinematech.bc.ca for upcoming films and more information.
When I was a young man, I carried my pack and I lived the free life of the rover. From the Murray's green basin to the dusty outback, I waltzed my Matilda all over. Then in 1915, my country said, son, it's time to stop rambling. There's work to be done. So they gave me a tin hat and they gave me a gun. And they sent me away to the war. And the band played Waltzing Matilda as our ship pulled away from the quay. And amid all the cheers, flag waving and tears, we sailed off to Gallipoli. Well, I remember that terrible day when our blood stained the sand and the water, and how in that hell that they called Suvla Bay we were butchered like lambs at the slaughter. Johnny Turk, he was ready. I primed himself well. He rained us with bullets and showered us with shell. And in 5 minutes flat, we were all blown to hell. Nearly blew us back home to Australia. But the band played Waltzing Matilda as we stopped to bury our slain. We burned ours and the Turks burned theirs. Then we started all over again. Those who were living just tried to survive in a mad world of blood, death and fire. And for 10 weary weeks I kept myself alive, while around me the corpses piled higher. Then a big Turkish shell knocked me arse overhead, and when I woke in me hospital bed, I saw what it had done, and I wished I were dead. I never knew there were worse things than dying, for I'll go no more waltzing Matilda. All around the green bush, far and near, for to hump tent and pegs, a man needs both legs. waltzing Matilda for me. They collected the crippled, the wounded, the maimed, and they shipped us back home to Australia. The armless, the legless, the blind, the insane, those proud, wounded heroes of Suva. And as our ship pulled into Circular Quay, and I looked up the place where my legs used to be, I thanked Christ there was no one there waiting for me to grieve and to mourn or to pity. And the band played Waltzing Matilda as they carried us down the gangway. But nobody cheered, they just stood there and stared, and they turned all their faces away. So now, every April, I sit on my porch and I watch the parade pass before me. I see my old comrades, how proudly they march, renewing their dreams of past glory. I see the old men, all tired, stiff, and sore, the weary old heroes of a forgotten war, and the young people ask, what are they marching for? And I ask myself the same question. And the band played Waltzing Matilda, and the old men still answer the call. But year after year, the numbers grow fewer. Someday no one will march there at all. Waltzing Matilda, Waltzing Matilda, who'll come a waltzing.
And that was Ontario Irish singer-songwriter John McDermott from his 1992 CD Danny Boy. That was his rendition of The Band Played Waltzing Matilda. And now we have Irish born and raised and Canadian resident Irish Mithen. Off her 2014 CD Irish Mithen, here we have How Do You Love.
There was a time I felt so sure, when all that I held was all that I knew. Forever seemed short when you let it go. There's always a chance that nothing is true. The water rushed in before I could see, and all that we had was washed away. The harder you hold, it disappears, and you realize love was not yours, not yours at all. It never can be, it never can be. Whoa! tried to last. That's not how it works. That's not how it goes. Nobody sees. Everyone tries. No one agrees that love never lies. Whoa, love never lies. Well, how do you love so it never leaves? How do you care so you believe? How do you love so it never leaves? How do you care so you believe? Oh, so you believe. So you believe.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's edition of The Arts Edge. This has been Annie Roach with week two of Ireland Calling. Tune in again next week, where I will be featuring Liverpool Calling, in which I visited Liverpool for 4 days, went to the Beatles Art Gallery, stayed at a Hard Day's Night Hotel, which was essentially a gallery for Beatle paraphernalia. I went to the Cavern Club. It was an amazing trip, so please tune in for that show coming up next week at the Arts Edge here at CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby Mountain. Stay tuned to Wave Station, and now I leave you with one final tune. This tune is from U2's 1991 CD, Atom Baby. Here we have one. Good night, everybody. Have a wonderful weekend.
Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same? Make it easier on you now. You got someone to blame. You're saying one love, one life, when it's one need in the night. One love, we get to share it. Leaves you, baby. I'm not afraid to die.
Hey, SFU! Getting money back for all your empty or refundable bottles and cans just got a lot easier. Just sign up for Returned Express for free. You can bag your containers, tag the bag, and drop it through the window at the new Express and Go container in the East parking lot. Return It will count your containers and credit your refunds to your online account. Learn more at returnit.ca/SFU.
You're listening